You're listening to the WHO podcast. My name is Veronica Rima, and this is episode 41. In this episode, World Breastfeeding Week, Mother Support Going for Gold, and International Focus on HIV/AIDS in Mexico. Globally, the HIV/AIDS pandemic remains the most serious infectious disease challenge to public health. Every day, more than 6,800 people become infected with HIV, and more than 5,700 die, mostly because they have no access to HIV prevention, treatment, and care services. So what is the world doing about this crisis? On the 3rd of August, the International AIDS Conference will open in Mexico City. It will involve leaders and professionals working in the field of HIV/AIDS, scientists, researchers, and people living with HIV themselves. Dr. Kevin de Kock, director of the HIV/AIDS Department at the World Health Organization, will be attending. He came into the studio to talk about the conference and its expected outcomes.
The main issues that I think will be addressed, very importantly, because it is the first time it's being held in this particular region, strong attention on the problem of HIV/AIDS in the Americas and in the Caribbean. And there'll be important new information coming out. For example, there will be new estimates of rate of new infections with HIV from the United States are going to be published around the time of the conference, and I'm sure will be a topic of discussion. The United States, the most heavily affected country in the industrialized world. But there'll be focus on the Caribbean, which outside of Africa actually has been the most heavily affected part of the world with more heterosexual HIV transmission than in any other region other than sub-Saharan Africa. But there'll be many other issues discussed. There'll be a lot of talk about HIV amongst men who have sex with men, which is the predominant route of transmission in the Americas. There'll be a lot of talk of the social aspects around all of that, about homophobia and stigma and discrimination and the importance of all of those for as a barrier to effective HIV prevention. A very topical issue that is being furiously debated is that of travel restrictions for HIV, that is the limitation of movement of people living with HIV across international borders. And that will be, for sure, a topic of hot discussion. I think since the last conference, one issue that's emerged in this complex health world we live in is that of health systems and the tensions between the need to strengthen health systems and the need to deliver specific services for specific diseases like TB, malaria, HIV. I'm sure that'll be a very prominent topic as well, and a whole host of other things. So no shortage of important matters to discuss.
Breastfeeding Week is celebrated in the first week of August every year in over 120 countries around the world. The aim of World Breastfeeding Week is to promote exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months of life, which yields tremendous health benefits. It provides critical nutrients, protects from deadly diseases such as diarrhea and pneumonia, and fosters growth and development. Continued breastfeeding after 6 months, for up to 2 years of age or beyond, combined with safe and appropriate complementary feeding, is the optimal approach. WHO actively promotes breastfeeding as the best start in life. The theme of World Breastfeeding Week this year is Mother Support, Going for the Gold. Daisy Mafubelu, WHO's Assistant Director General for Family and Community Health, talked to us. Can you explain the message behind this?
The message is actually a double message. We're giving the first message, which is breastfeeding is the gold standard when it comes to infant feeding. And the second message is that mothers need to be supported in order to breastfeed. So we need to support families and the mothers to make sure that they can give their children a best start in life.
Why is breastfeeding so important?
Well, breastfeeding, especially exclusive breastfeeding, in other words, just giving breast milk to your child and nothing else in the first 6 months, it's very important in the child's life. It gives a child essential elements that the child needs to grow. It gives the child a chance to improve its survival in life. It is safe because it comes directly from the breast into the mother. It contains what we call antibodies, which help the child to fight disease such as diarrhea and pneumonia. These two diseases can cost as much as 1 million lives per year. Unfortunately, we still find less than 40% of mothers are exclusively breastfeeding their babies.
Can you tell me why only one in three babies is breastfed?
Mothers need support to breastfeed. And some of the mothers do not get that support to even start breastfeeding. Sometimes, especially first baby, the mother might experience pain when she starts breastfeeding. And without the necessary support, they immediately stop breastfeeding because it's so painful. Sometimes they have cracked nipples and they feel the pain. They decide they want to stop breastfeeding. So therefore, it's necessary for them to be supported in order for them to continue with breastfeeding. The support also, it's needed in terms of the health workers, especially the nurses or the midwives that are supporting the mothers, so that they know how to counsel them, how to encourage them to continue to breastfeed. And if that happens, then they are able to provide the necessary support to the mothers, because it's not all the health workers sometimes that are well trained to provide that kind of support to breastfeeding mothers. And also mothers need to be encouraged and be told that when you breastfeed your child, the child gets all the necessary nourishment that they require. Otherwise, they tend to think that if you give your child breast milk and not other types of food, your child is going to suffer undernourishment. So they rather not breastfeed and give other foods. But it's all about supporting the mother and giving the mother all the necessary information about the positive effects of breastfeeding.
And what is WHO doing to encourage more mothers to breastfeed their babies?
WHO, together with UNICEF, has worked on counseling courses as well as job aids that will assist health workers all over the world to give the necessary support to the health workers. We have also worked with UNICEF and other partners over the last 17 years to increase the number of baby-friendly institutions. And these are institutions or hospitals that have trained breastfeeding counselors who are available to new mothers. And because of this, we have now more than 20,000 certified baby-friendly hospitals in 152 countries around the world that are providing support for mothers and babies.
That's all for this episode of the WHO podcast. Thanks for listening. If you have any comments on our podcast or have any suggestions for future health topics, do drop us a line. Our email address is podcast@who.int. For the World Health Organization, this is Veronica Rima in Geneva.